USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's first lady recovering after undergoing a kidney procedure yesterday at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center near D.C. Last night, Vice President Mike Pence gives an update.
Pleased to report the procedure was a success, and Melania is already on the mend.
The White House says it was to address a benign kidney condition. The 48-year-old First Lady Melania Trump expected to stay in the hospital through the end of this week. A new U.S. embassy in Israel opens in Jerusalem yesterday, and President Trump says in a video message,
"Congratulations. It's been a long time coming."
Palestinians against that move of the embassy from Tel Aviv. Dozens of protesting Palestinians were killed yesterday in violent clashes with Israeli security forces. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a blue blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for blue blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style blue blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
In Northern California, a husband and wife are now arrested and facing charges for the alleged abuse of their 10 children. Police arresting Ina Rogers and her husband Jonathan Allen after they say they found the children living in garbage and worse. Allen's being held facing charges of abuse and torture. Rogers facing neglect charges, though she was free on $10,000 bail yesterday, speaking to her children through reporters.
"We love you so much. I can't talk to you right now, but babies, if you see this, your mommy loves you. Every day I am working for you."
The U.S. Supreme Court giving the green light for states to make sports betting legal, and many plan to do so perhaps in a matter of days. In a case involving New Jersey, the High Court said federal prohibitions on sports betting are unconstitutional. Lawyers for the state had argued that federal limits were infringing on states' rights. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
More now on yesterday's violence in Gaza. White House spokesman Raj Shah says Hamas is to blame for it. During a briefing yesterday, Shah said Israel has the right to defend itself and will. Dozens of Palestinians killed in those clashes with Israeli security forces. Over 1,000 more were wounded. Violence broke out over the opening of the new U.S. embassy in Jerusalem as Palestinians are also angry about President Trump's official recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. President Trump is thanking the Waffle House hero, James Shaw, Jr. At that briefing yesterday, the White House spokesman Raj Shah said Mr. Trump phoned Shaw and praised the Tennessee man for his, quote, heroic actions and quick thinking. Shaw wrestled a gun away from a shooter at a Waffle House in the Nashville area last month, but not before the gunman did kill four people. However, witnesses say it could have been a lot worse had Shaw not stepped up. An American Airlines passenger soon won't be able to come aboard with their support goats or support tarantulas or support hedgehogs, as American Airlines has unveiled some adjustments to its support animal policies. So again, goats are out. So are snakes, insects, and other unusual items and animals, I should say. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.